move to our building, or should I be feel very bad because I don't have it, he has it? He invited me to see the statue. Ah, what an awful time. I hated it. I couldn't enjoy the statue because I was jealous of the fellow. Jealousy is like that. Jealousy will stop the people to see the beauty of the good stuff. This is quite normal. The beauty should make you feel better. When a jealous people will see someone else has that beauty, either both of the statue of David or he looks like David. If I see somebody very beautiful, should I enjoy the beauty or vomit because I'm jealous? That's the difference. And that's the Satan. The Satan, he had everything. He had the best for 100,000 years. He was the closest angel, right? Suddenly God gave something lovely to a new one. He became jealous. That's what it is. He didn't see it. He didn't see the beauty of it. He didn't see the breath in the human being. He's just jealous. Remember, I'm not talking about an angel who is living somewhere else. This angel, this is the only one who was kicked out of the paradise, came here with us, and is always with us. This is what it is, the intelligence. Here he will say, this jealous fellow is always doing it. Did it to my father, means, did it to my basic, and is doing it. Yes, please.
There he made them naked and wretched and despicable. Years did Adam weep bitterly, so that herbs grew from the tears of his eyes. Why he was inscribed in the scroll of law. Judge you of his impudent cheating, from the fact that on account of him such a prince rends his beard. Beware, O clay worshippers, of his malice. Smite the sword of Lahaul on his head.
Now, remember he talked about this Lahaul before. When he started book 2, he started with an advice that, listen, you cannot feed your animal the Lahaul. Lahaul is not for the animal. Do you remember? That you have to attend to this animal yourself. Lahaul is not. Here he will say, give the Lahaul to whom? To this. This one is the animal, is the cheetah. You could give this one the Lahaul. Not the fleshy one, but as an answer, you could give it Lahaul. You, the people who worship the clay, remember this. Yes?
For he sees you from ambush, so that you see him not.
That's why I told you give him Lahaul. Means, Lahaul means I hope God will help me because I cannot do a good stuff. This is what Lahaul means. Here we say, look at your brain. Do you see it? No. Is it seeing you? Yes. That's how you will be cheated. Because the intelligence, your brain knows what's in you. Do you know what's in your brain? No. You don't see your brain because you have given in. Yes?
For he sees you from ambush so that you see him not. Take care. The fowler scatters grain incessantly. The grain is visible, but the deceit is hidden. Wherever you see the grain, beware, lest the trap confine your wings and pinions. Because the bird that takes leave of the grain eats grain from the spacious field that is without imposture.
You know what the grain is? Grain is the food of the bird. Bird is the thought, thinking. It says, okay, your brain will feed those birds or something. Be aware of that, because this feeding is not just for being good feeding the birds. He wants to catch them. We know that. Do you remember the bird in the cage in the book one? He said, that bird of love is in cage of my... Which part of me? The merchant. The merchant has that one in the cage, right? How? The brain will do it. Yes?
With that, it is contented and escapes the trap. No trap confines its wings and pinions.
Okay, so it needs a lot of explanation, this. He said, being prudence. Being prudence means doing the best, not trusting these illusions 100%. Why? Because the illusion starts with your brain, and your brain is a tricky stuff. Let me tell you how tricky it is. Let me give you the example of a bird. And this example of the bird is repeated in this book in different ways. Do you remember the bird that was in the cage? When it was thrown out, he gave them advice to the owner, and that advice was liberation for that fellow, right? We hear another story of a bird that will give three advice to the fellow who lives in. Somebody took a bird. The bird said, oh, I'm so little, you cannot eat me, I'm not that fleshy, but if you leave me, I will give you three good advice. He said, oh, good. He gave him the first one, then he put him on a wall, and on the wall, he gave him the second one, second advice, and meanwhile told him that I had a jewel which is bigger than whatever you have seen under my tongue. You're so stupid to let me go. And the guy felt bad. Said, okay, the third advice. He said, you don't need the third one. Because first and second, I told you, do not accept the nonsenses. I weigh 0.5 gram. How could I have a jewel 10 gram under my tongue? You are that silly. Okay. Here you will hear another bird talking. This bird wants to be careful and not to be careful and will have tricky judgments and all that. And all of this to teach us how the thought will process here. How that thinking that we are talking about. This is not thinking, self-talking, I'm not saying that one. Real thought, the one that is you. Do you remember Rumi said, oh brother, you are the thought, the rest, nonsense to me. The thought, that, how to control it. Yes, let's hear the prudence, real prudence in a bird.
The harmfulness of the action of the bird that abandons prudence from greed and vain desire. Again, a bird settles on a wall and fastens its eyes upon the grain in the trap.
Again, I have an objection. What was that again about? What does that again mean? It's nonsense, right? But somehow, yes, okay, it means continuing what I was talking about. He used it because the word in Persian. You know what is the word in Persian? Baz. Mm-hmm. Remember the baz that I talked 1 hour at the beginning of book two, which is that eagle, which is again, which is opening the gate, all that. Here he will say, baz murqi. Means, I'm talking about this bird. I mean that baz bird. It's not again, it's buzz. The word is like that. That's a trick. Yeah. Here, that kind of thinking I was talking about in book two is happening. So imagine a good bird sitting on a wall. Why on a wall? Normally it should be on a branch, right? But here is on a wall. You remember the fellow in book two who was sitting on a wall? Over there, I told you this is my favorite story in Masnavi. Why? Because that was a fortunate fellow who understood that this wall is the barrier. I have to come down to the water. Here, this bird is sitting upon that wall, and this bird cannot bring down the wall, can it? Okay, let's see what happens to the birdie.
Now it looks towards the open country. Now its greed leads it to look at the grain. This look struggles with that look, and suddenly makes its empty of wisdom. Again, a bird that has abandoned that vacillation turns its gaze away from that and fixes it upon the open fields. Glad are its wings and pinions. How goodly it is, since it has become the leader of all the free. Everyone who makes it his model is saved and sits in the abode of security and freedom, because his heart has become the king of the prudent, so that the rose garden has become his dwelling place.
You see the explanation? First of all, it's romantic, it's beautiful, and it's not talking about the real bird. He repeated twice that bars more. Means, remember what kind of bird I'm talking about, okay? This was the bird. Look here, look there. And the challenge is here. The trap is here with the grain on it and the wilderness. He looked here, he looked there, he thought, and he chose that one. So he was saved. And whoever follows that one, I'm talking about the bird. But whoever follows that one means you should follow. You should have that kind of thought when it is about your fumo, which is a little bit suspicion. And that emptiness, choose the emptiness. Because that suspicion is the problem. Here, he will say it in a very bizarre way, because the bird did nothing. Only he stopped this, thinking about it this way, that way, this way, that way, taraddud, tardid, having a little bit suspicion. He stopped that one, flew, lovely. And whoever followed him is lovely, because that's what it's supposed to be. But, yes.
Prudence is pleased with him, and he is pleased with prudence. Do likewise, if you would act with foresight and resolution. Many times have you fallen into the snare of greed and given up your throat to be cut.
You remember, he talked about that greed and said the greed will make you deaf. In the prison there was a fellow who was eating everybody's food and all that, and they brought him out, and the judge said, don't deal with it. But the greed didn't let the owner of that camel even to hear what they are talking about. He talked about that. Here he will say, remember, so many times you have fallen in this greed. The greed will tell you, there's something more over there. It's more probable. Or you fall in the trap. Yes?
Again, he that graciously disposes to repentance has set you free and accepted your repentance and made you glad. He has said, if you return thus, we will return thus. We have wedded the actions to the retribution.
Yeah, it's in Arabic, so it's not really meant to be translated precisely. Yes?
When I bring one mate to myself, the other mate inevitably comes running.